Seth Beck with you here. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats continue on KNCA 103.9 FM as we are now joined by head coach Brady Jasper of the Hiawatha Boys Program. And, Coach, we're talking to you. You know, I was a little concerned initially about this conversation after a very, very tough loss this last Friday night at Perry, a game you guys had a five-point lead, and, you know, things kind of, even when it seems like you do everything right, things still kind of worked against you. You guys lose that one in overtime, but then you guys go off and in an amazing game, knock off previously undefeated and state-ranked Nemaha Central team. It has been a whirlwind of a couple of games for you and your team.
Yeah, you're right about that, Seth. It's been kind of a roller coaster here these last few days. Coming back from the Perry game and then being over at Nemaha last night, it's been a lot.
Tell me a little bit about the Nemaha Central game. Obviously, there's things we could talk about with Perry, but really, let's focus on that big win because obviously that's a little more fun to talk about. But, you know, you got obviously some threes started falling. You had some shooters able to knock down some shots, so that was huge. But really, it seemed like the team was really able to do what they needed to do on defense. The game plan you guys had for Nemaha Central really worked last night. Talk about that.
Yeah, I thought the defense was exceptional at times. The kids just played really hard on that end of the floor. They had a good idea of what their assignments were and who their guys were and their strengths and really just a well-rounded defensive effort last night for our guys, guarding the ball hard and rebounding the ball very well and just really a key for us.
How big of a win is this? I mean, obviously, you say you knock off an undefeated state-ranked team. That sounds like a big win. But for a team that's had so many close losses this season, what's it doing for the morale of the team? I mean, what was that bus ride like on the way home from Seneca on Tuesday night?
Well, you think it would go a long ways to build some confidence and prove to the guys just what their capabilities are and how and bouncing back from, as you mentioned there, just several setbacks and disappointments from some really close losses on nights where we thought we probably did enough to win and then somehow a game would slip away. So to be able to find ourselves on the right side last night, close as that game was, and it to be a really good team, I think is important too. Nemaha is an excellent team with a lot of good players and length and a good brand of basketball over there with Coach Thomas. So I would think, as you said, it will go a long ways to build our confidence.
All right. Well, looking towards the future, obviously day off of school here today, but you guys will get some work in, I'm sure, before Friday. You guys will host a new opponent, a new league opponent. Riley County comes to town. They've kind of struggled at times here this year, but they also have a couple of good wins under their belts as well. What do you guys think? What's your game plan for Riley County on Friday?
Well, I mean, just to hopefully keep playing a good basketball like we've been playing. Riley County, they're a good team, way capable team. Really close game with Silver Lake last night, you know, for Riley County. And that probably says something about our new league, you know, the Big East League. A couple teams that have shuffled themselves to the bottom, like Riley County and Hiawatha, are able to compete with two teams that have kept their record very clean and played towards the top, you know, Silver Lake and Nemaha. So, our league is challenging. It's tough every night, and you got to be ready to play. And the team that plays well, or maybe even just shoots the ball well on that night, has a good chance of winning.
All right. Well, even looking further down the road, you guys actually, and I talked to Coach Stacy Jasper about this with the girls' game, a little bit of an advantage where you guys 5 of 7 games at home and a couple of rematches. You've got Holton, Sabetha, and you also have Jeff West again. Losses earlier in the season, you guys get another shot at those teams. So again, you guys have some opportunities, maybe to increase your chances at a better seeding when it comes time for the first round of sub-state.
Yeah, we got a couple games there, as you mentioned. A couple games that for us on the boys' side were about 3-point losses on the road, so we get a chance to play them back at home and see if we can flip that back and. We're focused on it.
Very good. All right, well, Coach, good luck with Riley County, and then again next Tuesday with Holton at home, and we'll be checking in with you next week, all right?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, again, that's Coach Brady Jasper, head coach for the Hiawatha Redhawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on Kansas Land Radio, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Carl's Body Shop, and by Hiawatha Implement.